I'm going to try and talk about some of the thoughts that underlie my work and the things that hopefully are present in it for viewers. This piece is called Settlement, and it's the series of drawings was done on catalog pages, and that's all graphite. It's all done with pencil. It's about a 40-inch square, the whole piece, more or less. When I was making this work, I came out of a background in photography and also poetry, and you may see that here to some extent. When I was making this work, what I found that I really was interested in thinking about was the distance between people and how people want to be close to each other but want to be separate from each other at the same time. The tents and whatnot that you see in these drawings were on the catalog pages before I started. So like a straight photographer, a lot of the time I'm really just trying to focus your attention on the things that I'm interested in looking at and thinking about. And so I like to get rid of all extraneous information. That's one of the ways that I've worked. Sorry for the fuzzy slide. You never quite know when they get to be 5 feet tall. This piece is called Mutes. It's a clear resin casts of trumpet and trombone mutes, and it's from a time when I was making work when I wanted to see if I could make work whose subject was silence. To sort of broadening out into the idea of maybe non-communication as a subject. And then I moved on from that and started doing some embroidery work. This body of work was called Elegy, and what I did was had a lot of found embroidered textiles, and I would take all the stitching out of them and then put back onto the original object the exact same quantity and exact same color of stitching that I had found, just shifting from a sort of a sentimental, symbolic system of communication to what I think of as a rational, high modernist, mid-20th century mode of communication. To try to see if I could get those two things, the sentimental and the scientific, on the front of the picture at the same time and sort of let them fight it out a little bit, because I have a lot of questions about whether either of those things really function to communicate in any way. I really wonder about art and communication and what we're all trying to do and what actually happens. This is called Elegy, Rose and Scroll. After that project, I did a big piece based on the work of Paul Celan, the Austrian Jewish poet post-Second World War. This is 105 handkerchiefs embroidered with direct shapes from 105 poems in a book of his called Thread Sons. This is from a body of drawings called Static, including the one that's in the Rothschild collection here. They're made from sequences of television schedules put together over time, and all the textual information in those TV schedules is whited out. It was a kind of way of seeing if I could make a picture that had like nothing in it and everything in it, and showed you the way that we organize time in a visual way. This is a one-day piece. The different sources had different colors and different ways of organizing often the exact same information. And I kind of wanted to focus attention on that a little bit. This brings it all up to more recent work. That's a cast bronze pencil sharpener. The piece is called New Thoughts, and it has a real extension cord that is usually displayed plugged into the wall. I find myself going back again and again to trying to work with what I think of as reticent forms and reticent objects which want to communicate by the fact of there being art, but refuse to communicate at the same time. And this is the project that I'm working on right now. I've been taking used envelopes and often the inside patterns from security envelopes and all of my mail and other people's mail and putting them together, collaging them together using traditional American quilt making patterns. And what I'm doing, like in some earlier work, I think is trying to mix the domestic world, the home world, with this idea about non-communication, reticence, silence, privacy. This is an in-progress shot of a log cabin barn raising piece. None of these are titled yet. It's all too new, although I've been working on it for about 2 years. It's the most labor-intensive project of many, unfortunately, labor-intensive projects that I've done. Every time I come up with a decent new idea, it seems to require more work than the idea before it. I don't know what that's about. This piece is called Grandfather's Garden, although the pattern is called Grandmother's Garden, but my grandfather was a businessman, and my father was also, and I think some of this interest in business communication for me has a biographical origin. This is a double wedding ring quilt that's probably the most improvisatory of these that I've done so far. And these are like full-size quilts, so that's a 70 by 80-inch pretty big piece. Thank you.